Blog Talk Radio.
Top of the morning to everyone, and welcome to this episode of Grace to You from Heart to Heart. Well, before I start reading this morning, and this is Zenobia Bailey, I'm so glad to be here. Before I start reading from Ruth Graham's Fear Not Tomorrow, God is Already There, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt, or maybe even recently, possibly even as late as today, have you ever felt that you were being placed in specific places to receive, or receiving even specific answers to some of the questions that you have been asking, and maybe it's still cloudy for you, but you know something is going on, and it's good. It's good. You can't really put definition to it necessarily, but I remember when I would ask myself so many years ago, not just ask myself, but even ask others, and I think even just ask out into the air, what was the purpose of life? You know, that the answer did not truly come for many years after I started asking that question, but when I look back on it, and particularly as I got closer to what I know now to be the answer, it was as if I was being placed at strategic places with people who had specific things to speak into my life. And everything didn't go smoothly. Everything still doesn't go smoothly. But my question to you is, do you sense that you might be at this time, or at some time, being drawn? I want to share just one sentence, one portion of a verse with you today. It comes from the second half of Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The second half of verse 3 says, and this is God speaking, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Folks, just keep that in mind, not only for the duration of this particular show, as I read from Fear Not Tomorrow, God is Already There, but as you go through your day, and as you go through your week, and as you go through the rest of your life. So, the title of this particular reading is The Comfort of His Rejoicing. And I tagged to the end of the episode, I used that same title today, but I tagged on the end, it's designed just for you. So, let's begin. Hear this from God. Let Him speak directly into your heart. I know your frailty, your weakness, your efforts, your failures, your turning toward and away. You are secure. I am not waiting for your wholeness, your completeness, your perfection. I want you as you are. Come into my arms. Rest your head on my shoulder. Feel my warmth and security. It is yours. Belongs to you forever. I embrace you as you are now. I rejoice over you now. I delight in you now, not some future you. Come as you are. No resistance, no hesitation, no anxiety, no fear, total acceptance, total love, no if, no but. You are all I want. Doubts will come. They are part of growth, as is fear. But you have courage to keep on. You have faltered, misstepped, fallen. Yet you kept on. You did not quit. That makes me glad. Smile. Laugh with joy. Relax in me, my embrace of you, my love for you, my joy in you. I love you desperately. So, once again, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. God bless you.